For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It is not Steiny and Guru, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Spadoni.
You can't shut up today. We got 4 hours, baby.
I'm so excited.
Monterey meets Union City. Yeah.
Eh, really Pacific Grove, but we'll claim Monterey too. Girl. All right, PG.
That sounds so ritzy.
PG, 17-mile drive, Guru, is where I grew. Come on.
My man.
Let's go.
And it's payday.
Let's go.
For some.
Some of us got paid yesterday, too.
Yeah, Sally, mine's gone.
Already?
Yeah.
Down the drain?
It's how I'm living hard, man.
Damn, was it that Ravens-Bengals game last night?
Oh, none of that. Yeah.
Okay.
What happened in that game?
No
Ravens
defense.
Ain't winning nothing.
Sports, man.
Already? Ravens win. Are done?
Their defense. Come on, man. Lamar's incredible, but come on. Miss me with that D.
He's going to win MVP again, which is incredible, and we can
do
get into
it
that.
In the offs.
All right.
What up, Spadoni?
What's up, man? How we doing today?
I'm fired up. The Hall of Famer, Chris Mullin, just left. Good God, Fitz is tall. I hate taller people than when they're taller than me. I'm like,
He's a basketball player.
Dude, he is tall. And, they had a great show, Bonte and Shasky, and we're going to make it happen. We got so much to look forward to.
There's so much happening right now in the Bay. We got Cavs-Warriors tonight. We got the best team in the Eastern Conference now, record-wise, going up against the Dubs, who have not lost on the road today.
5-0.
3:30. Coverage of that starts right here on 95.7 The Game. You're home for Golden State Warriors basketball. Willard and Dibs will have that for Warriors Live. And then we got tip-off at 4:30 with the great Tim Roy. But until then, we got a massive football game going on here, too.
And it's kind of gotten lost because they're coming off the bye, but you were 4-4. And Spadoni, I texted you last night, hey, Spadoni, I got an ideal good deal. Give me four reasons why they're going to fix the season and four reasons why
number
they won't.
Number four.
Yeah, look at that, guys.
Number four. And I'm looking at this game right now, and you're getting your best player, not best, defensive player, special teamers, best offense. No, you're getting your best player back in Christian McCaffrey. Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media yesterday. He expects Christian McCaffrey to make his season debut this Sunday in Tampa Bay, Daryl Guru Johnson. What does that mean for the San Francisco 49ers team and their outlook for the rest of the season? I want to ask the fans at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Xfinity. Check that, the Comcast business text line. Also hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I'm Joe Spadoni. That's Daryl Guru Johnson. We're here till 2 o'clock getting you ready for Niners. And we can talk some Warriors too, because yesterday, Goo, there was a lot of belief from the callers at this station. There was a lot of belief from Dub Nation.
Love it.
Calling in, feeling great about where their team is at with Stephen Curry, with Buddy Hield, with Draymond Green, with Jonathan Kuminga. There is just so much belief in that team. And I'm going to shift it now to the San Francisco 49ers, faithful, as we like to call them, or should I say lack of faithful? Because I don't think there's a lot of faith in this 49ers team right now from what I'm hearing or from what I'm not hearing from the fans. I'm calling out the fans today.
Okay,
What is your belief in this 49ers team right now? 4-4, second half of the season. Where are you at? 888-957-9570, Guru.
Yeah, I'll tell you where I'm at. I'm scratching my head, and this is the last straw. And when I say the last straw, Spadoni, obviously this season hasn't gone the way that the Niners would like, but we've seen this movie before. A Kyle Shanahan coach team with the Niners, 3-4, 3-5. They rebound, get back, and then they go to the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowls. What's different about this one is you're missing your Steph Curry. That's who McCaffrey is. So to me, shout out and rest in peace to Bob. But the hope is now that you get the chef back, thank you, now that you get the chef back, you take off and your offense becomes, do I dare Spadoni? say, prolific, or you fix what's ailed you in the red zone. And I'm sorry, a guy with the gravity like a Christian McCaffrey, I do understand a Niner fan saying, okay, this is it. But if this doesn't jumpstart the offense or the team, then, Spadoni, this will be the first time, I believe, since 19, outside of the injury-riddled year in 20, to where you're like, you know what? This Niner team this year just didn't have it. Because if I go real quickly, standings, Green Bay sitting 6-3, and they're the last wild card. So those are two more wins than the Niners currently have. And right now, through my, if I go ways, goo ways, right now you got to get to the dance by winning the division. So your margin of error is as thin as a guy losing his hair. You have to win this Sunday, Spadoni.
And
you just do.
And you have two of the hottest teams in the NFL within your own division ahead of you in the standings right now. The Rams technically tied at 4-4, but they have the win over you already. And the Cardinals at 5-4, they've obviously won against you too. Both have won three straight. And the Rams, all of a sudden, they got a revamped defensive line.
I like Stafford.
What he's
Who
doing.
Doesn't?
He's been there and done that with Sean McVay. Obviously, man. Kyler Murray's been to the playoffs, but Jonathan Gannon, head coach now in his second year over
in
Arizona.
And they beat you already.
And they've beaten you. So, listen, it's going to have to be within the division, but it's not like I'm that much. I'm not scared of the Rams. I'm not scared of the Cardinals or the Seahawks. Like, they can win this division. And then, you know what? I will say this. In the NFC, I get the Lions have looked good. I get it. They haven't been there, though. They haven't been to the Super Bowl.
They had their foot in your ass last year in the NFC Championship game. I got you.
And then they crapped their pants.
Yeah, they did. But Spadoni, bad coaching aided that, too. But I get your drift.
I mean,
but don't you think the Lions are more like great Mexican food? Don't you think they're more seasoned than they were last year?
I guess, but like they lost their best player on defense, Aiden Hutchinson. And that's going to matter come playoff time to me when you're going to be playing more smash mouth football. And that's going to be the thing with this 49ers running game in the red zone, Goo. Having a guy like Christian McCaffrey back, that's got to give confidence not only to the rest of your team, to your head coach and his play calling abilities and Kyle Shanahan, but specifically for Brock Purdy. Like, being able to have that guy next to you, it's got to give him a sense of relief, not only in the passing game, but in the run game.
Man.
You got J.P. Mason, who's questionable now.
AC joint, yeah.
But Gorendo, I'm not really, like, he's been pretty freaking good.
But we've never seen
him.
Kyle use two ponies. He always is a one-trick pony to where I got my guy and I'm going to ride him. So there's two, I always say, Spadoni, there's two scoreboards, right? Let's be honest and put the right on the table early. There's going to be a scoreboard if McCaffrey's able to go, how much Kyle uses him. And then there are going to be riders, men and women, waiting in the weeds to kind of, you did too much or you did too less. So I can't wait to see what his usage rate is.
What's coming up in the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Also brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. Spadoni in for Steiny alongside Daryl Johnson. I'm calling out the faithful. Where are you at? What's your belief in this 49ers team right now? Second half of the season starts, and you're getting your best player back in Christian freaking McCaffrey this Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're breaking it all down all day right here on 95.7 The Game.
We'll see.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This little Steph Curry little jump, and look at the follow through. Perfect location. Your guy Bateman with the go-ahead touchdown.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Spadoni in for Steiny alongside Daryl Guru Johnson. That was Kirk Herbstree last night on the broadcast for Amazon Prime Video alongside Al Michaels. And Lamar Jackson, he is like Steph in many ways, where it's just like, how did he just do that?
He's not like Steph Spadoni, but he's spectacular. He has no rings. I love Lamar. Do it in the offs.
Okay.
Yeah, come knock on a goose door. I went third person. Do it in the offs. But real quick, it's Payday Friday.
I haven't done a show together. I didn't say he was, by the way.
I want the people to know you. You got a show, the more pregame show every day, but gun to your head. One movie to watch.
Jesus.
What is it, Spadoni? Mine's Shawshank. Redemption.
Honestly, for a long time.
One movie.
Saving Private Ryan. I love that movie.
Wow.
I'm shocked. That movie could be on at the beach scene if they're in France, like just getting into France when it's raining in the little village. It could be wherever. I am just going to watch that movie with
Hanks
Tom
and
Hanks.
I went to the same college.
Really? Yeah, oh, Shabazz.
Yeah,
that's right.
Gladiators.
Hey, people sleep on Tom Hanks in the Bay Area. Like, he's our guy. We claim Tom Hanks.
Just like Robin
Williams, RIP, we claim Tom Hanks here in the Bay.
Great Robin
the
Williams.
The East Bay, by the way, specifically, because he was a big A's fan and big Raiders fan,
yeah.
Tom Hanks. I'm also...
Private Ryan, okay.
It's either that or Jaws. Jaws is classic, right? Come on.
You just ruined it. I mean, you kind of knew what was going to happen.
What?
Fish in the water, watch out. Come on, man.
That's the first summer blockbuster.
Come on.
You weren't scared when you saw that as a kid, Goo?
Well, you can't just keep watching it and be like this, like Friday. I could watch it forever. That is, Jaws is like, all right, there's a fish in the water. Da, da, da,
Richard Dreyfuss, Robert Shaw.
He's great.
Like, it's some of the all-time. It's Steven Spielberg's first big blockbuster.
But I can't keep it. Can't be redundant. I can't have it on repeat. Is my point.
I picked two Spielberg films, but you know, I think people assume my last name. I'm Italian. I would have gone Godfather, or Goodfellas.
I would have Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction's a good one.
One of the greatest movies ever.
I love Quentin Tarantino. That's not my favorite Tarantino movie either. I think I'm going Inglourious Bastards or Django.
Oh, all great.
Django.
He's been quiet lately. They all have.
He said he wants to only do, and we'll get back to the Niners here in a second. He said he wants to only dare a bop to come in here.
I'm playing.
You got beef with the
Eagle? That's my guy.
No, he wants to do 10 movies, Tarantino. That's what he said. So he's on 9, I think, right now. He just finished, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood a couple years ago?
Oh, great
film. One more.
That was great.
One more.
Yeah.
So,
Stella! I can ask for Donnie.
There you go. Dave in Pleasanton, we'll get to you in a second. 888-957-9570. The Niners get back in action this Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are coming off a really disappointing loss in Kansas City, a game where I felt like they probably should have won.
And they looked like they were legit, though. How about that? Shout out MC Hammer. They looked legit. So we'll see, man. I thought this was kind of an easy game. No receivers. Baker Mayfield's found a home. They're physical. I cannot wait, Spadoni, just to see the impact of McCaffrey if he's back. And it looks like he is. The usage rate, but Spadoni, it's an S. Spadoni, the rat on the table is, what's up with this Niner defense? McCaffrey, as great as he is, doesn't play on that side of the ball. Duh. But can they right themselves, man? Because if they can't, and you can't stop the run, Spadoni, this could be a year to where, man, Kyle and company and Sorensen, this is his first year being defensive coordinator. I mean, the point of attack is everything. And I just think of Armstead and the guys I wanted to run out of here. You lost Hargrave. Spadoni, right now, their defense is not their strong point.
Well, that's the thing about this team. You can poke holes in a couple places. They haven't played one full game of complimentary football. Like, three phases dominating all three of them. They never do it with special teams. The offense, if the offense is going, the defense lets it up. And then the Cowboys start getting back into a game.
Had no business with that ball, with possession and a possible chance at the lead.
Hell, even the Patriots game, there was a little moment where I was like, are they really trying to screw this game away to Jacoby Brissett and Ramondre Stevenson? Like, what are we doing? So it's been frustrating on multitude of levels, but to your point, Nick Sorensen, his first year, they get rid of our guy Steve Wilks because, hey, he's not part of our system. And they bring him in here, and Sorensen's been a part of this system now for a couple years. And it's just been kind of, if Nick Bosa's not doing anything, and he's been pretty damn good this year, and I'm expecting a big performance from Nick Bosa this Sunday. But Fred Warner's been amazing. But if it hasn't been Bosa or Warner, Guru, it's been Like, Leonard Floyd was supposed to be their big acquisition. What's he done this year?
Yeah.
Like, can you think of one play that he's made this year where it's like, wow, Leonard Floyd?
No, and I think that's why he was available and on your team and wearing new threads. No shade at him, but I'll back up to Bosa. Dude, this dude looks like Hercules, right? I wouldn't dare fix my mouth to say he's having a bad year, but I'm sorry. I put him in the Reggie White, the Strahan category.
I mean, he's a DPOY.
No doubt about it. And I don't feel like he's playing up to that standard. Now, some will tell me, and I remember we had Baldy in here a couple weeks ago, the roast did, and I'm like, are you a product of who else is on the line? Or if you're Billy Badass Spadoni, does it matter? Mm. Can you get home? And the reason I bring that up, I don't know if you've been watching the old ball coach, John Gruden,
he
can't stand the stat or the new stat of quarterback pressures. And he knows more football than I ever will. But Spadoni, pressures matter. And Bosa's doing a lot in that category. But as far as being just super destructive and disruptive, I feel like there is another level for Bosa to get to. And I know it's hard for him without Hargrave, mm-hmm. but you think he's had an okay year?
Well, I understand the sack numbers aren't great. Like, that's at the end all be all. You're a defensive end. You get the quarterback. You're looking at TJ Watt. You're looking at Myles Garrett. You're looking at Max Crosby. Hey, Bosa, I'm expecting you to get more than 4.5 at this point. That being said,
4.5.
I thought he'd have a lot more help with Leonard Floyd heading into the season. And he tore Gross Matos, who's been hurt. I don't know what you're going to expect out of him.
Hargrave
gone doesn't help. Obviously, Eric Armstead, I think that's a big acquisition that's no one's talking about this season. The loss of Eric Armstead, specifically in the run game guru. And I know.
I wanted to run him out of town. Sorry.
Because he wasn't available, he'd be hurt. But you miss him right now. Yeah. Like, I think we can say that. And Nick Bosa, he was a product of a lot of good pieces around him. Not saying he wasn't deserving of the DPOI when he had that season. He's still top 10, top 5 on most weeks. But I get it. The sack production's not there. But it's a lot more than that. It's the tackles. It's the run game. It's the pressures, right? It's the tackle for losses.
Yeah.
And I've seen the usage rate go up with him, which is kind of a double-edged sword. Yeah, we're seeing more Nick Bosa, but we're seeing a diminished Nick Bosa as the game goes along because he's had to play more and more snaps, and he's not conditioned to do so.
Wow, that's right? Interesting, yeah. And I had that on my list, too, something you had mentioned real quick here, Spadoni, about four reasons why they can turn their season around or go on a run.
We'll get to that. Guru's okay, four reasons.
Okay, all right. But you brought up Brock Purdy, and we're all watching him go through his football puberty, right? Do you think, or what are you looking for on the Spadoni cam in regard to his growth without McCaffrey? Because I got to believe there's been some. And now that you get him back, it's like going to a fight, Spadoni, with your big brother and your uncle. You know, you got backup. I'm just wondering, and Brock hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been stellar. Are we about to watch 9 more games with McCaffrey, assuming he's there, of him just like, oh, this is, now I remember how easy it was. So there's had to be, because he hasn't been bad, Brock. But I'm wondering, I expect Sunday, if 23's out there, everybody, including 13, to be better at their job.
Well, it's interesting with Purdy, right? Because as soon as, you know, the Ayuk injury happened and Debo was hurt, man. And Kittle, it's just like, all right, you want to be a franchise quarterback, Brock? We're going to pay you next year. You know what Tom Brady and Peyton Manning always did? Elevated lesser talent around them, right? That's what they always did. Who the hell was Eric Decker or Julius Thomas before Peyton Manning, right?
Yeah, right?
But we're starting to see a little bit of something with Brock lately with Ricky Pearsall. Now
I've seen from Ricky.
That is the thing for me that I'm going to be looking for. That connection with slick Rick Pearsall with Brock Purdy. It's the PP combination. Purdy and Pearsall.
Yeah, you got kids.
Come on,
dude,
give me a four. Come on, give that to me. It's a Friday. Come on.
No doubt.
No? Too soon? But that's what I'm looking for right now, because you don't have Ayuk. And yeah, we'll see with Christian McCaffrey. I know what we're going to get with McCaffrey if he looks like the McCaffrey of old. And that's going to be the question, right? Like, is he going to be playing more gingerly? Is he going to be playing like, you know what, instead of forcing my body for a couple, three or four more yards?
Which he does.
Am I going to go out of bounds instead? Like, that's a thing. Like, so I'm looking at that connection with Ricky Pearsall, with Debo Samuel, with George Kittle. George Kittle's been the best tight end in football.
No doubt.
All season long. So you got to give Purdy credit there as well.
You can make an argument. He's been their MVP this season, I mean, George Kittle.
Absolutely. And in the last 2 years, by the way, because Kelsey's been kind of up and down, although he looks like the Travis Kelce of old the last couple weeks. So that's what I'm looking at with Brock Purdy. Can he start elevating this other talent around him even more so than he already has? And I think Christian McCaffrey if he looks like the McCaffrey of old, is going to help with that even more. I want to get to some of these calls, Gu, because we've got some calls out there. 888-957-9570. What is your belief level in this 49ers team as they start their second half? Let's go out to Dave in Pleasanton. He wants to join in the conversation. What's going on, Dave? You're on with Spadoni and Gu.
Fellas, what's going on? Perfect time for me to jump in on this topic. You know, we all know the Ravens just released Ngakoue, and if there's anybody that can turn him out for the rest of the season, we got the man to do that job. And especially since Leonard Floyd is not producing, I think that's an easy pickup and a smart one.
So the Ravens waived Yannick Ngakoue, who's obviously been kind of a journeyman up to this point. He's bounced around to a few different teams. I know he's been on the Colts. He was on the Raiders for a little bit.
Are you desperate? Are the Niners desperate to try anything and anybody? I'm asking, Spadoni.
I just saw a team in the Ravens that looked like they can use some help on the defensive end, and they got rid of this guy. So what does that say about Ngakoue at this point?
I'd call that a red flag.
Right? So you want to just throw a claim out there and go bring him in there? How much does it cost you? Probably not that much, I guess, but it's not like it's going to be the end-all, be-all for me. I'm looking at a guy that you signed to be the number two, Leonard Floyd, to step up. That's what I need to see,
so,
Guru.
It's kind of funny because I love it. You got the Italian stallion. You got your chest out, and somebody just sent this on the Comcast business text line. I'll just throw this to you, Spadoni.
What's up?
Are you really mad at Floyd, or are we overlooking what Wilkes had to go through when his unit was deemed ineffective? Had a great Super Bowl, but why are we not hearing, or if Floyd pulled up on us like Fences and Mully did on the morning roast, would he be like, maybe I'm not being used correctly? Just throwing it out there, not telling you that's how I feel, but Spadoni, why are we not hearing Sorensen's name and the job or the report card he's been doing?
You don't think we've been a little hard on Sorensen? You think he's getting skating by a little bit?
Compared to what Wilkes had to go through, yes.
I feel like Wilkes, specifically, it was the one play that really got fans pissed off.
And Bosa didn't like him, though.
And, well, that's...
Bosa took shots at him. Let's put the right on the table, brought to you by Atco.
That's a good point.
Okay.
I don't think the player heat on Nick Sorensen has been there, but is that because Sorensen is viewed as their guy because he's been within the system and Steve Wilkes was always an outsider? See, that's these little subtle things in a locker room I can't speak to. And then there was the whole booth and sideline thing with Wilkes last year.
That just seems stupid. Well, that was Kyle throwing him under the bus, too. So, again, maybe I got my answer.
And so maybe Kyle learned his lesson, and he's not attacking Nick in the media like he did last year with Steve Wilkes. Maybe there's been some growth from Kyle Shanahan to that point where he's not attacking his coaches. And hell, he's even protecting his special teams coordinator, Brian Schneider, who's been awful.
Yeah.
This guy's stunk.
He's sticking by this guy.
When's the last time there's been a positive special teams play with the 49ers, for God's sakes?
And you can make an argument it lost in the Super Bowl.
Yes, absolutely. That play did lose them the Super Bowl. Steve Wilkes was the best coordinator in that Super Bowl outside of Steve Spagnuolo. So, yes, to your point, should there be some heat on Nick Sorensen? Sure, I guess. But it comes down to the players at the end of the day. I'm almost kind of tired, Guru, honestly.
Tell me how you feel.
About blaming the coaches for just a lack of just something that I'm not seeing from the players. Again, I put more of the blame on Leonard Floyd because throughout his career, whether it's been in Chicago, whether it's been with the Rams, whether it's been in Buffalo last year, he's been a double-digit sack guy.
Okay, then we need to talk to
It's not
Marat.
Rocket science either.
Who brought him in? John Lynch.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of almost bigger than the player itself. And I'll say this, thoughts and prayers to Mooney Ward and his family.
So
if you just follow the little nuggets or tidbits, and tell me if I'm reaching, because I'm a tourist to bull. I'm a lover, not a fighter, Spadoni, so I don't get out of bed trying to steer stuff up, even though some people say that's what I do.
I'm a Gemini. They don't like us.
The game against Minnesota, after the fact, when Mooney Ward said he likes to follow the top receiver for other teams. And I'm paraphrasing. And to me, he was signaling it kind of throws him off, or he's not at his best when he was doing it the way that Sorensen was having him do it. He's not Bosa. But could that have been somebody, a player, yelling out, or not for help, but kind of telling you, I got somewhat of a little bit of a problem on how I'm being used? Now, it went under the rug. They moved on. But they've yet to really get their traction. So I just bring that up because I'm wondering if that was this year's version of Bosa. But because Mooney Ward doesn't have the gravitas that Bosa does, it didn't hit or stick. But I do wonder, If we talk to Mooney now, would he say the same thing about how, and I bring that up, Spadoni, all because of scheme. But no. Leonard Floyd, I can't defend you like Johnny Cochran, God rest him, rest in peace. But come on, man.
Well, it's a good point. Again, yeah, defensive end and corner, I think it's just so much different with when it comes to schemes. Defensive end, you're just trying to go get the damn quarterback. Like, I don't care how you do it. Like, I know, I don't know if you've been watching the NFL films or they've been posting about it. Max Crosby and Von Miller and Cam Jordan. The Sack Summit, they're calling it, which is a hilarious name, but we won't get into that.
Sick, yeah.
But they do that on Las Vegas or wherever, and they all get together, all these guys, and they go over all their different moves, all their different stuff. It's iron sharpens iron. You get the best of the best. So that's what I'm looking at. It's not rocket science when it comes to that thing. When it comes to Mooney Ward, like, yeah, there's zone, there's man, there's shadowing, right? I remember Nnamdi Asamoah when he was in Oakland, right? He just took up half the field when he was an all pro there. He just knew, hey, he's covering the left side. No one's touching that. When he had the
Wonder where the ski mask, right? Is he used to rob the Raiders.
But yeah, right. That's a good, bad, or the Philadelphia Eagles. He was the dream team, right? He's God. He was ever since he left Oakland. He was horrible. But he's winning in life, right? Is he married to Kerry Washington? So God love the guy.
And I thought they were divorced. Right? Another L for Goo. Go ahead.
No, they're doing good. But for Charvarius Ward and it's not looking like he's going to play this week. Is that what we're seeing?
Some whispers.
The loss of his daughter.
Official.
Like, just take all the time you need. Just so tragic and
no
so damn
doubts,
sad.
No, we're fathers, man. Just think about that.
It's so, like, I could honestly not even imagine what he's going through now. So, all of our friends and family and all of us are thinking of, Charvarius Ward and his, obviously. But yeah, to your point, like, there is some Nick Sorensen here that, you know, maybe he does deserve to get a little bit of the blame, but there's going to be some moments and opportunities coming up here, especially against the Bucs, because I do think a lot of people are sleeping on this Bucs game. I understand there's no Mike Evans. There's no Chris Godwin.
Oh, those are huge.
But their offense looked pretty damn good against the best defense
in the world. They were a decision from not going for two away from maybe winning and beating Kansas City on the road.
And Baker Mayfield, I know you've had his number in the past, and you remember Bosa saying, Baker.
That's what he did.
He's looking like Baker Mayfield, like at Oklahoma.
Now,
he's looking incredible. The swagger's
there. And I was a big fan of him.
I love Baker.
Now, I will say this, from a Buck standpoint, their offense, if they were able to keep Chris Jones at bay and score in that environment without that weaponry that you talk about, Spadoni, I mean, conventional wisdom would have you thinking they're not shaking in their boots, the Bucs offense, going up against this Niner defense.
No, absolutely.
You got to believe.
I think the Bucs are the more desperate team out of these two.
Yeah, 4-5.
Like 4-5, and they're looking at their division. They've already gotten swept against Atlanta. Man. They feel like that's slipping away. And that's a division that everyone thought was going to be the Bucs heading into this year,
but they
right?
got some sexy wins, the Bucs, on their
they do.
On their resume
they
this
haven't
year.
Played like... Like other
they
than
beat the Lions.
They beat the Lions. They've played every team against, like, they've, other than I think the big stinker they had was against the Broncos, I want to say, when Bo Nix like had a good game against them.
I love
them.
The Broncos unis right now.
Oh,
anyway,
really? They should just go back to the 90s, right? Like, I don't know what they're doing. I don't think much of Bo Nix, to be honest, but their defense I think is real, although they just got their asses kicked against the Ravens last week, so I don't know what to make of them. But the 49ers, I don't think, are the more desperate team out of these two. And it's gonna be an early start, but you're coming out of a bye. And by the way, I was looking into this, Goo, it's pretty interesting. This is going to be their only like 10 a.m. start, East Coast start the rest of the season, because they're going to Green Bay and they're going to Miami, but those are going to be late afternoons.
What about Buffalo?
In those games. Buffalo's a Sunday nighter.
You're right. Wow.
So this is the only one really where it's going to be like, are they going to be foggy coming out of the break? Are they not going to be?
I do wonder the body clock, right? How much that matters.
Like that used to be a thing, but I think in Shanahan and his era for the 49ers, they've been pretty buttoned up when they go to the East Coast. And obviously he started his career coaching there with Tampa with John Gruden as the guy you mentioned. All right. We got a caller, Guru, that's usually on with the morning roast. It's Tony in Oakland.
Tony,
how you doing? You're almost Spadoni and Guru.
Good.
Oh, hey.
I can't believe Jaws and what else do you like? That weak Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, Saving Private Ryan? That's America right there, Tony.
What kind of Paisan are you?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. But anyway. But this is what we could do. We can win. The linchpin. This is the Niners linchpin, and it's John Lynch. I didn't know anything about this boy, but I happened to look him up for a second. This is the hidden gem of the whole thing. This dude, he's got the stuff. He was, you know, he was with Tampa Bay as a safety, and he was with Stanford. He was all pro. And what is he doing? He's sitting upstairs like Billy Bean. Well, and you know what happens is Shanahan got him there. So Shanahan, I heard, I got the inside take on this, lords over him just the way he lords over Purdy with his foot in the locker, right? We have got to kick Shanahan upstairs in a room so he can think of the plays and put Lynch. I mean, get your brother DeBartolo to tell you. He'll be able to. He's a true Italian. He can feel this stuff out. You have got to get Lynch down on the field. He's got the stuff. Look how he gives it to the players. And you know what? This is the way it works. It's like the Copernican Project, right? The Copernican, we go around the sun. We don't have, we have a wobbler right now in Shanahan. We have to go around the sun of Lynch. And, you know, you said that you were Gemini. This is the whole mystery. Those twins within you, anyway, when you get with that sun spark, but I won't go there now. But anyway, this is how we can win. Get Lynch down there. Someone has to be listening to this.
Wow. I'm listening, Tony.
This is the problem of most of humanity. They can only look at each other as objects. Oh, you're wearing this, or you're wearing that. They can't feel whether someone's got the right stuff and they've got the rod in them to be able to take us into battle. But Lynch has
Doesn't
anyone else see this?
Tony, marry me.
Thank you.
I snore. Marry me, Tony.
Oh, that's a walk-off.
She
that's Tony.
No,
she didn't know what to say, Goo.
Wow, you had Tony speechless, Goo. That's impressive.
To Goo. Oh, no.
I got turned down.
Oh, no.
Dude.
You got to have the rod in you. That's what she's saying. You got to have the rod.
I ain't Italian.
That's all right.
Oh, boy.
Taurus the bull.
I'm hurt. I was waiting on a yes.
Did you?
She was incredible.
Did you get any of that? So she wants John Lynch on the sidelines and Kyle Shanahan in the booth.
No, I'm calling. Hello, 911. This is Guru. I'd like to report a drive-by. It was Tony on Spadoni. She said private. Boy.
Hey, she was not a fan of Tom Hanks. I'm fine, but she said she didn't think I was a paisan, apparently.
That's fine.
You know what? It's fine.
Hey,
it's all right. You know, Jaws is a great movie. Are we all like, am I taking crazy pills here?
Jaws is all time.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Sam, what do you mean?
We literally have summer blockbusters because of Jaws.
It's the first ever summer blockbuster.
Fish is in the water.
You're going to need a bigger
watch out. Come give me something else. Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction.
Guru, it's not so much about the shark. It's about the tension. That's what makes that movie. That movie is about tension and mystery
and fear and
corruption.
Shark.
The shark is just a part of the equation.
I guess I'm judging Spadoni on his answer. Well, I don't like it.
I'm gonna bring it all back here because it feels like Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, they're all going out on a boat right now in this second half.
Yeah.
All right? And that Super Bowl trophy, that Lombardi, is the shark right now. And they have not been able to slay it. They haven't been able to get there, Guru. They've been taking on water up to this point. And I'm curious because all week long, and I know we're up against it, we got a break here in a sec, and we'll get to it on the other side. This belief in the Golden State Warriors through 9 games is pretty incredible. And the 49ers have been there multiple times throughout these past few seasons, more so than the Dubs. Mm. But is it because the Dubs have had a championship under Steph? Is that the big equalizer?
Wow.
The 49ers have been so close multiple times, and yet the belief is not there with this team, even though they're just a half game out of winning the division. So we'll pick this up on the other side, Guru. 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. This segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport. Plus, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. It's Spadoni in for Steiny alongside Dale DeGruy Johnson on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of paisan are you?
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.